This weekend, people gathered at Sault Ste. Anne in Rapid City to celebrate the opening of the Oyate Health Center. At midnight Saturday, the Great Plains Tribal Chairman's Health Board assumed primary control of management at the Indian Health Services facility. The celebration started with a reception at 11 p.m. and a ribbon-cutting and smudging ceremony an hour later. Geraldine Church is president and CEO of the Great Plains Tribal Chairman's Health Board. She stands in the dark outside a huge white tent where people have gathered. A generator runs the lights and sound system. Church says the Cheyenne River and Oglala Sioux Nations asked the board to go through the process of taking over health care at Sault Ste. Anne. And based on results in other parts of the country, she's optimistic that West River patients will see improvements.
You see a shorter waiting time, you see more attentive response to the needs of the community, you see increase in third-party billing, you see increases in resources that are available for the health center.
Church says the board has options IHS does not have, such as getting tribal sponsorship for insurance coverage.
Folks, if they're insured, they won't have to be a level one in order to get care that they need. They can get out to see specialists before serious or catastrophic health events occur.
After the ribbon cutting at midnight, Dave Claymore leads a long line of people through the halls of the clinic, singing and smudging with sage. Afterwards, Cheyenne River Councilman Ryman LeBeau talks about the need for new management.
IHS has this life or limb policy that's right now is failing us because it's so reactive and it prioritizes the very sick. Whereas if we go proactive and we can do prevention healthcare and prevent a lot of these sicknesses that are affecting our people and, you know, costing a lot of money to treat.
LeBeau says lifting the red tape that comes with IHS will also help the clinic draw in doctors. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.